Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Was there any combining of spring wheat last week? Let's find out from USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
Harvesting condition for spring wheat on August 17th showing the crop harvest passing the one-third mark during the week to reach 36% by August 17th. That is exactly equal to the five-year average of 36% and ahead of last year's 29%. We did have a big 20% jump, meaning that one-fifth of the wheat was harvested in just the last week. The overall range is from 24% harvested in North Dakota all the way up to 70% in South Dakota. And we are still looking, since the harvest has not reached the halfway mark, we've got another week of condition numbers here showing as we wind down the season, exactly half the crop, 50% rated good to excellent, 18% very poor to poor. Quite a disappointment on this crop with over half the crop, 53% rated very poor to poor in Washington. Almost half or 48% very poor to poor in Montana. So that is dragging those numbers down far below what we saw this time a year ago when spring wheat was rated 73% good to excellent and 5% very poor to poor.
And this is the next to last week of this year's winter wheat harvest reports.
Our next to last look at winter wheat harvest for 2025. National number 94% complete, 1 point behind the five-year average, 2 points behind last year at this time. We have just a handful of states where the harvest has not reached the 95% mark. The state with the greatest amount of winter wheat left to harvest is Montana, 65% complete on August 17th. That is behind the five-year average of 76%. And the state with the second most wheat to harvest is Idaho at 72% harvested. That is ahead of the five-year average of 63%.
Back to corn and soybeans now. In North Dakota, corn dented is at 11%, 4% is average. South Dakota at 15%, 12% is average. And in Minnesota, 14%, right on the average number. Corn condition in North Dakota, 63% good to excellent. South Dakota, 77% good to excellent. In Minnesota, 74% good to excellent. Soybeans are in full bloom, pretty much. Setting pods, North Dakota, 87%, 80% is average. South Dakota, 68%, 80% is average. In Minnesota, 84%, 87% is average. And the soybean condition rating for North Dakota, 61% good to excellent. South Dakota, 77% good to excellent. And in Minnesota, 74% good to excellent. We'll dig a little deeper for sunflowers and sugar beet numbers tomorrow. That is Inside Agriculture, crop condition reports, pro farmer reports, and more. Have a great day. We'll be here for you tomorrow morning. We'll see you then.